要平安。
May peace be with you all.
请我们来看路加福音。
Let us turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
路加第四章十七节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 17.
有人把先知以赛亚书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说，十八节。
18.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。十九节。
19.
报告神悦纳人的禧年。这里讲主耶稣出来传道里引用以赛亚书的一段话。
Here in this passage it records how Jesus used a passage in Isaiah to preach the gospel.
以赛亚书是在主耶稣出生以前800年前写的。
The book of Isaiah was written 800 years before the birth of Jesus.
以赛亚书又称为旧约的福音书。
The book of Isaiah is considered a gospel book in the Old Testament.
因为以赛亚书里面有很多提到主耶稣的预言。
Because there are many prophecies concerning Jesus Christ.
主耶稣来世界跟我们来世界不一样。
Jesus Christ came into this world differently from the way we came.
我们来世界是偶然发生的。
We came by chance.
但是主耶稣来世界是神精心的设计。
But Jesus Christ came by plan of God.
在以赛亚书里面写得很清楚。
It was all recorded in the book of Isaiah.
那时间到了，神就照着他所预定的来到世界上成为人，这个就是耶稣。
So when at the appointed time, Jesus Christ was sent into this earth to be a man.
所以耶稣拿起以赛亚书在念八百年前预言他来世界要做什么。
So in this passage, Jesus Christ reads from a passage in the book of Isaiah that was written 800 years ago about what he will do.
这里说神的灵在我身上，主的灵神的灵在主耶稣的身上。
It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
给他能力、智慧、恩典。
He has given me wisdom, grace.
所以他能够传福音给人，世界上的人。
So that he can preach the gospel to the world.
那你这里提到有几种人要得到恩典。
And here it speaks of a couple groups of people who will receive this blessing.
第一个是贫穷的人。
First, the poor.
第二个是被掳的人。
Second, the brokenhearted. Oh, the captives.
那第三个是瞎眼的。
Then the blind.
第四个是受压制的。
Then the oppressed.
这个几句话都有两种的意思。
Now there are double meanings in these.
一种是字面的意思。
So here there's a literal meaning.
一种是灵里面的意思。
Then there is a spiritual meaning.
贫穷就是物质上缺乏的人。
So those who are poor can be seen as those who lack material goods.
主爱他们，要做他们的救主。
God loves those people and will be their savior.
要世人祝福他们。
He will bless them.
但是贫穷也更指着心灵上的空虚。
But those who are poor can also be poor in spirit.
在世界上得不到满足的人。
Those who can never be satisfied in this world.
神要做他们的满足。
Then God will be their satisfaction.
那被掳的。
Those who have been captives.
这个被掳有的是被罪所掳。
Some have been held captive by sin.
罪是一个权势，把人控制住。
Sin is a power that controls man.
使你不能够做所愿意做的。
And prevents you from doing what you want to do.
当我们来到主耶稣的面前。
When we come before God.
我们就可以得到自由。
We can receive freedom.
这是真正的自由。
This is a true sort of freedom.
从罪里面得自由。
Freedom from sin.
这个非常可贵。
This is very precious.
那第三个是瞎眼得看见。
And the third type of people are those who are blind who will receive sight.
第一种瞎眼是肉眼瞎了。
So there are those who are physically blind.
所以主耶稣曾经医治一个肉眼瞎的人。
Jesus Christ once healed someone who is physically blind.
他真的是很有权柄跟能力。
And he has great power and authority.
那第二个是心眼瞎的人。
But second, there are those who are spiritually blind.
这个人，这种人更可怜了。
And these are indeed even more pitiful.
但是主要医治他们。
But God will heal them.
所以十九节说，报告神悦纳人的禧年。
And in verse 19 it says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
可见我们信耶稣这是一种恩典。
Our belief in the Lord is a form of blessing.
要从他得到很多的福分。
And we will receive great grace from him.
那我们今天从圣经来看主耶稣医治一个瞎眼的人。
So let us look at the story of how Jesus healed one who was blind.
请看路加福音十八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
路加福音十八章三十五节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 35.
耶稣将近耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭。三十六节。
36.
听见许多人经过，就问什么事情。三十七节。
37.
他们告诉他是拿撒勒人的耶稣经过。三十八节。
38.
他就呼叫说大卫的子孙耶稣可怜我吧。这里说有一个瞎眼坐在路旁讨饭。
So here is a beggar, a blind beggar who was sitting by the roadside asking for food.
我每一次在街上走看到瞎眼的人都觉得很可怜。
Every time I walk around and I see someone who is blind, I feel great pity for them.
因为这么漂亮的世界他看不到。
It is such a beautiful world, yet they cannot see it.
很多人生美好的事情他体验不到。
There are many good things in this world that they will never be able to experience.
所以他没有办法行动。
They cannot move freely.
有时候要靠人来引导。
Sometimes they require others to guide them.
有时候因为瞎眼，连生活也可能有问题。
And they have problems with their own lives because they cannot see.
因为他没有办法工作。
Because they cannot work.
所以这个瞎眼要坐在路旁讨饭。
So this blind man sat by the roadside begging for food.
确实是很可怜。
It is very pitiful.
那他也觉得自己很可怜。
And he himself knew that he was pitiful.
所以三十八节，耶稣走过的时候，他就呼叫主耶稣说：“可怜我吧。”
That's why in verse 38, when Jesus Christ walked by, he cried out, saying, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me."
那为什么这个瞎眼会向主耶稣呼叫耶稣可怜我吧？
Why would he cry out to Jesus saying, Jesus, have mercy on me?
我们从37节跟38节来看对照一下。
Let's look at verse 37 and verse 38 and compare.
37节有很多人就告诉这个瞎眼说是拿撒勒人耶稣从这里经过。
So many people told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by.
拿撒勒在当时是一个很小的城。
Nazareth was a very small town at that time.
很多人根本就不知道拿撒勒在哪里。
Most people didn't even know where it existed.
他们知道耶路撒冷，他们知道伯利恒，他不知道拿撒勒。
They knew Jerusalem, they knew Bethlehem, but they did not know Nazareth.
所以有人介绍耶稣，说耶稣是拿撒勒人耶稣。
So when someone introduced Jesus as Jesus of Nazareth,
那在约翰福音里面呢？拿但业他就口直心快说那拿撒勒还什么出什么好的
So you know in the book of John, Nathaniel replied, what good can come from Nazareth?
好的应该从耶路撒冷出来拿撒勒这个没有出名能够出什么好的
Good should come from Jerusalem. What good could possibly come from some place like Nazareth?
所以当这些人在告诉这个瞎眼有关于耶稣的时候他用拿撒勒人耶稣来描写
When the people introduced Jesus to this blind man, they introduced him as the Jesus of Nazareth.
就表示说这是一个很普通的人，算不了什么。
So they were implying that this was just an ordinary man, nothing major, nothing big about him.
所以难怪很多人看到耶稣，他也不会想去追求主耶稣。
That's why many people saw Jesus and didn't choose to follow him.
因为他是一个拿撒勒人，他算不了什么。
Because he was someone from Nazareth, he's nobody.
今天我们教会是从1917年从中国开始的。
Now, our church began in China in 1917.
这个是圣经预言的一个实现。
And this was a fulfillment of a prophecy in the Bible.
那很多人看到我们所传的道理觉得这很特别。
Now, some people seen our gospel and said this is very special.
那再看看那这个教会从哪里出来。
But then they would further study and wonder where this church originated.
是在1917年开始的。
It was from 1917.
在历史不到80年。
Not even 80 years.
不到90年。
Not 90 years.
这个基督教界里面啊 ,90 年的这个教会算是很年轻的。
In a Christian world, a 90-year-old church is very young.
那再问这个教会从哪里开始
?Then people further inquire, where did this church first get established?
从中国开始。
In China.
那1917年的中国是很弱的。
Now, China in 1917 was a weak nation.
所以马上人就有一个等号啊，中国能够出什么好东西？
So the natural conclusion is what good can come from China.
特别是100年前。
Especially 100 years ago.
哦，所以因为这个外在的条件啊，人就没有办法来认识真教会。
Because of all these external conditions, people choose end up not coming to understand this true church.
所以人以为这个真的教会应该是从西方出来，特别是神学最发达德国那个地方出来。
People may think that the true church should come from the Western world and somewhere that's very developed like Germany.
所以一想到从中国出来，他心里就觉得这个什么好，有什么好东西。
But when they realize that our church came from China, they think what good can come from there.
但是哈，这个瞎眼的人他怎么呼叫耶稣
？Nevertheless, let's look at how this blind man called upon Jesus.
38节。
38.
他就呼叫说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
”Son of David, have mercy on me.
他为什么会呼叫说大卫的子孙呢
？Why would he say son of David？
啊，因为在旧约圣经里面有预言。救主要从大卫的子孙出来的。
It is because in the Old Testament it was prophesied that the Savior will come from the line of David.
神应许大卫的王位永远不会灭绝。
God promised that the line of David will never waste away.
那个是指的属灵上的。
Spiritually speaking.
从大卫的后裔有一个王要兴起。
That a king will rise from the line of David.
这是属灵的王。
It's a spiritual king.
就是耶稣。
Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣被审判的时候
When Jesus Christ was judged,
人问他说你是王吗
They asked him, are you a king?
他不说我不是王
He didn't say, I'm not a king.
他说你们说我是王
He said, you said I'm a king.
他没有否定
He didn't deny them.
那为什么耶稣不否定他是王
Why did Jesus Christ refuse to deny that he was a king?
因为他真是王
Because he is a king.
他就是神
He is God.
他不是地上的王
He is not a king of this world.
他是属灵国度的王
He is the king of a spiritual kingdom.
这旧约圣经预言就是从大卫的后裔要兴一个王出来，那个就是属灵的王，就是救主耶稣。
The Old Testament prophecy stated that a king will come from the line of David, and this king is Jesus Christ.
所以这么多人眼睛张得很大，看到耶稣，但是他只看到耶稣是拿撒勒人耶稣。
Many people opened their eyes and saw Jesus, but they only saw him as Jesus of Nazareth.
但是这个眼瞎的人，他没有看到耶稣，他能够认识耶稣是大卫的子孙。
Yet this blind man who could not physically see Jesus saw Jesus as Jesus the son of David.
那请问谁是真正的瞎眼
？So who is actually truly blind？
肉眼看得到的人看不出耶稣是。
Those who could physically see did not see Jesus as the Savior.
那肉眼看不到的人，他看到耶稣是救主。
But the man who was physically blind saw Jesus as the Savior.
那到底哪一个比较可怜
？So who is more pitiful?
好，那我们现在就来看啊，这个有什么不同
？Let us look at what's different.
就是认识耶稣做救主跟不认识耶稣做救主有什么不同
？What is the difference between one who knows Jesus as Savior and one who does not？
那我们就知道谁比较可怜。
Then we will see who is indeed more pitiful.
所以有时候我们看到一个人在路上走瞎眼很可怜。
Sometimes we may walk by someone who is blind and we feel pity on them.
但是如果圣经一查考，我们忽然就发现那个瞎眼就是我。
But then if we study the Bible, we might realize, hey, the person that's blind is me.
为什么？
Why?
因为我不认识耶稣。
Because I do not know Jesus.
眼睛看得到，但是我不认识他。
I can physically see, but I don't know him.
我们看《使徒行传》26章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
啊，《使徒行传》的26章。
Acts chapter 26.
17节。
Verse 17.
使徒行传二十六章十七节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 17.
我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手18节
18.
我差你到他们那里去要叫他们眼睛得开从黑暗中归向光明从撒旦的权下归向神又因信我得蒙赦罪和一切成圣的人同得基业保罗被拣选以后神告诉他神要叫他做的事情
After Paul was chosen by God, God instructed him about what he would do.
神要差他到外邦人那里做外邦人的使徒。
He would send him to the Gentiles to be the apostle for the Gentiles.
那要借着他所传的道理，让人眼睛能够开。
And through his preaching, the man's eyes will be opened.
那眼睛开了以后，我们就可以看到另外一个世界。
And once their eyes are open, they will see another world.
这个就是属灵的世界。
A spiritual world.
要借着神的道理一解开来，我们眼睛亮了，就看到灵界。
Once our eyes are open, then we will be able to see the spiritual realm.
那我们再发现什么叫做得救。
And we will understand what it means to be saved.
那得救跟不得救有什么差别？
What's the difference between being saved and not being saved?
第一个，从黑暗归向光明。
First, we will turn from darkness to light.
如果今天旧金山呢，全部都没有光。
If, say, today in San Francisco, there's no light.
我们大家都会搬走了。
Then we'd all leave.
没有光的地方就没有希望。
Because a place without light has no hope.
没有光的地方就没有生命。
A place without light has no life.
但是圣经告诉我们，从黑暗归向光明。
But the Bible here tells us that we will go from darkness to light.
信耶稣是从黑暗归向光明。
By believing in Jesus, we will go from darkness to light.
黑暗代表什么？
What is darkness?
黑暗代表死亡。
Darkness equals death.
光明代表什么？
What is light?
光明代表生命。
Light is life.
一个人如果没有信主耶稣。
If a person does not believe in Lord Jesus Christ,
基本上人生是没有希望的。
Then his life has no hope.
为什么这样说呢？
Why can we say this?
因为你活了几十年之后。
Because you may live for a couple decades.
你可以计划你退休以后要做什么。
You can plan what you will do when you retire.
那刚刚开始退休的时候，身体很健壮，你可以环游世界。
And when you first retire, you may still be rather healthy and you can travel the world.
那你如果65岁退休。
If you retire at the age of 65.
请问你过了20年以后。
If you live for another 20 years.
你还有什么计划？
What other plans can you possibly have?
没有什么可以计划。
There is nothing else you can plan.
因为老化。
Because you're getting old.
接下来是生病。
And then you will grow sick.
再来就是死亡。
And then you will die.
这是人生的结局。
That is the conclusion of man's life.
所以人还有什么出路呢？
So what other escape is there?
人是没有希望的。
There's no hope.
因为死亡在等待着我。
Because death is awaiting us.
所以我们人生到最后都要进入黑暗。
Eventually we will all enter darkness.
那一直我们找到了耶稣。
Until we find Jesus Christ.
你才找到了希望。
Then you will find hope.
才找到了光。
Then you will find light.
因为耶稣说。
Because Jesus says.
生命在我。
That I am the life.
复活在我。
Resurrect, I am the resurrection.
信我的人死了还要再活过来。
Those who believe in me will die and resurrect.
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
你如果遵守我的道。
If you believe, follow my way.
你就永远不见死亡。
Then you will never see death.
人类的没有一个人这样讲过的。
No one has ever said this in this world.
耶稣说
，Jesus said，
我死了三天还要再活过来。
I will in three days time I will resurrect.
没有人这样讲过的。
No one else has said this.
他死了三天。
So he died three days.
第三天真的坟墓开了，他不见了。
On the third day the tomb was opened and he was indeed gone.
他复活了。
He resurrected.
所以今天我们信耶稣才有一个盼望。
This is why today, when we believe in Jesus, we have a hope.
有一个永生的盼望。
A hope of eternal life.
这个叫做进入光明。
This is what it means to enter light.
所以，一个人没有认识耶稣，这是很可怜的。
A person who does not believe in Jesus Christ is indeed pitiful.
因为他以为人生很有希望，其实他是在黑暗里面。
He may think that there is great hope in his life, but in fact, he lives in darkness.
这个不是可怜吗？
Is this not pitiful?
因为我们不知道我们活在黑暗里面。
When we do not know that we live in darkness.
如果我们知道我们活在黑暗里面，我们就会去寻找一个解决的方法。
If we knew that we lived in darkness, then we would find a way to get out of it.
那如果我们不知道我们活在黑暗里面，我们死在黑暗里面，我们也不知道怎么去解决。
But if we do not even know that we are living in darkness, then we die in darkness, then we don't know what to do.
那第二个，从撒旦的权下归向神。
Second, we will shift from the power of Satan to God.
你看多少人这么愿意要住在美国？
We know that there are many people who want to live in the U.S.
花了这么多功夫，花了这么多的钱，为了要得到一个身份。
They spend great effort and great money to be able to receive a permanent status.
但是我们知道，美国不是天国。
But we know that America is not heaven.
这个是年轻人的战场。
Is a battlefield for the young.
压力非常的大。
There is great stress here.
到年纪大很孤单。
And when you grow old, then you become very lonely.
但是我们都想要住在这里。
Nevertheless, we want to live here.
因为这个差不多是一个生活水准最高的国家。
Because it is one of the nations with the higher standard of living.
但是在灵界里面只有两个国家。
But spiritually speaking, there is only two kingdoms.
一个是神的国。
One is God's kingdom.
一个是魔鬼的国度。
The other is Satan's kingdom.
没有第三个国家可以去。
There's no third nation that you can go to.
如果我们不是属神的。
If we do not belong to God,
我们就属于魔鬼的控制。
Then we are under Satan's grasp.
这个是完全没有希望的。
There's no hope there.
即使住在最好的国家美国。
Even if you live in the best country in America,
如果我们没有找到神。
If you do not find God,
啊，没有得到救恩。
If you do not receive salvation,
我们是在魔鬼的控制之下。
Then we will be living under Satan's control.
这是可怕的。
This is very frightening.
啊，因为将来要跟魔鬼的结局一样。
One day you will receive the same end as Satan.
我们的生命在魔鬼的控制之下。
Our lives will be under Satan's control.
那第三个。
Third.
说又因信我得蒙赦罪。
Third, we will receive forgiveness of sins.
我们大家都觉得我没有罪。
We all believe that we have no sin.
因为我没有犯法。
Because I have not broken a law.
我没有逃税。
I did not evade taxes.
我没有抢人，我没有骗人。
I have not robbed. I have not lied.
但是圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
But the Bible says that we are all sinners.
圣经一翻开来，我们都是罪人。
If we just flip to any passage in the Bible, we'll find that we are sinners.
因为神的话是绝对的标准。
God's word is the absolute standard.
是你没有办法否定的一个标准。
We cannot deny the standard.
因为神的存在，不能说你说没有就没有。
We cannot deny God's presence.
所以他的话是有权柄的。
His words carry authority.
所以在神的面前，我们都有罪。
Before God, we all have sin.
那怎么办？
Then what should we do about this?
我们要来接受耶稣的救恩。
We need to receive God, Jesus Christ's salvation.
那罪就可以解决，可以得到赦免。
Then we can have our sins be forgiven.
那最后一个。
Finally.
和成圣的人同得基业。
Then we will receive inheritance amongst those who are sanctified.
有很多人觉得死就完了。
Many people think that death is the end of all things.
这个是人的想法。
That's a man's way of thinking.
因为我们不知道灵界的事情。
We don't know what happens in the spiritual realm.
但是圣经告诉我们。
The Bible, however, tells us.
死没有完。
That death is not the end.
死后还有审判。
There is still judgment after death.
这个是人类的共同的结局。
This is the same end that we will all receive.
要面对神的审判。
We will all face God's judgment.
但是如果我们呢找到耶稣。
On the other hand, if we find Jesus Christ,
我们罪得赦免,
and our sins are forgiven,
做神的子女,
we become children of God.
我们死的那一天就回到乐园里面, 在那个地方有基业为我们存留。
The day that we die, then we will enter the garden where an inheritance is waiting for us.
所以人生最大的危机是灭亡。
So our biggest change is during the time of death.
这个是最大的危机。
And this is a biggest challenge.
那灭亡就是灵魂灭在地狱硫磺火湖里面。
So when we die, will our spirit be sent into the fire fury lake?
所以一个人如果眼睛开了，
If a person's eyes are open,
看到得救跟没有得救的不同，
And they see the difference between being saved and not being saved,
我们就会跟这个瞎眼的人一样呼求主啊，可怜我吧。
Then we will be like this blind man who says, Lord Jesus, please have mercy on me.
为什么要主耶稣可怜？
Why do we need God's mercy?
因为如果没有主耶稣的救恩，
Because if we do not have His salvation,
我们没有办法脱离罪。
Then we cannot depart from sin.
如果没有主耶稣的救恩，
If we do not have Jesus Christ's salvation,
没有办法脱离魔鬼。
Then we cannot depart from Satan.
如果没有主耶稣的救恩，
If we do not have His salvation,
我们没有永生的盼望。
Then we have no hope of eternal life.
如果没有主耶稣的救恩，
If we do not have His salvation,
人生是虚空的。
Then life is empty.
所以我们需要主耶稣的可怜。
We need the mercy of Jesus Christ.
我们看路加福音十八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
38节
Verse 38
他就呼叫说大卫的子孙耶稣可怜我吧。
He cried out saying Jesus son of David have mercy on me.
我们知道神跟人的关系是互动的， Interactive.
So God, the relationship between God and man is interactive.
你如果转向神，神就转向你。
If you turn to God, God will turn to you.
这是一定会发生的。
This is something that is guaranteed to happen.
那这个瞎眼的他开始回转向主耶稣。
So this blind man turned to Jesus Christ.
说大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
Says Jesus Christ, son, have mercy on me.
39节。
39.
在前头的人就责备他，不许他作声，他越发喊叫说，大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me.
我们看到这个瞎眼的人啊，要得到主的救恩啊，有一些困难。
We can see how this blind man had faced some difficulty in receiving the salvation.
第一个困难就是他眼睛看不到。
First, he couldn't see.
所以大家可以看到，可以靠近他，但是他眼睛看不到，他没有办法靠近耶稣。
Everyone else who can see can draw near to Jesus, but he couldn't because he couldn't see.
但是 他想办法要克服困难。
Yeah, he was trying to find a way to overcome this.
虽然他肉体不能靠近耶稣，但是他可以大声呼喊，让主耶稣听到。
Even though he can physically draw near to God, to Jesus, he can scream loud.
但是第二个困难。
But the second difficulty.
当他开始呼叫的时候，人就责备他说：“不可以出声音。”
When he began to cry out, others rebuked him, saying, "You should not do this."
因为他是一个坐在路旁讨饭的人，在人看起来这个是没有用的人。
Because he was a blind beggar, so he should be he's seen as useless.
所以当他一呼喊的时候，吵到别人了，别人说：“啊，不要做声。”
When he cried out, it annoyed the other people, so they said, "Be quiet."
但是他知道他所做的是对的。
Nevertheless, he knew that what he was doing was right.
因为耶稣是救主。
Because Jesus Christ is the Savior.
耶稣要来拯救世界上的人。
Jesus came to this world to save mankind.
他需要主耶稣的救恩。
He needs God's salvation.
所以他大声呼喊。
Therefore, he cries loud.
虽然别人说不可以出声。
Even though other people tell him to be quiet.
他越发的呼喊。
He cries out more.
可怜我吧。
Son of David, have mercy on me.
他真的需要耶稣。
He truly needed Jesus Christ.
耶稣从这里经过。
And so when Jesus passed by,
对他来讲是一个机会。
To him, it was an opportunity.
如果这个机会过去了，
once this opportunity passes him by,
可能他一生没有第二次的机会。
Then he may no longer have a second chance.
所以他要把握这个机会。
That's why he held on to this opportunity.
虽然有这个困难，
even though he experienced difficulties,
他要用努力去超越这个困难。
He strived to overcome them.
这个代表他对主耶稣追求的心。
It shows his heart to seek the Lord.
今天我们做每一件事情都要花一些功夫。
Today, anything that we do requires some effort.
在美国，你的收入很高，常常是指责你责任很重。
Here in the U.S., if you have a high salary, it means that you have great responsibility.
所以你要投入很多的小时在里面。
And you have to devote many hours of your day to it.
我们都要花一个代价。
There is a price to everything.
当主耶稣为我们成就救恩。
When Jesus Christ established salvation,
他付出了代价。
He paid a price.
这个代价就是他被钉在十字架上。
The price was his crucifixion on the cross.
为人类的罪流出宝血来。
He bled for our sake.
那今天我们要得到这个救恩。
Today for us to receive salvation.
一定会有一些困难。
We will have difficulties.
这个困难有的是我们自己的困难，有的是外面的困难。
Sometimes these difficulties come from within, some come from the outside.
但是得到救恩，这是一个机会。
But receiving salvation, this is an opportunity.
诸位，今天我们坐在这里敬拜神。
Today we sit here in worship of the Lord.
明年的现在，我们还有没有机会坐在这里敬拜神呢？
This time next year, will we still be able to sit here to worship Him?
谁有把握呢？
Who can guarantee it?
没有一个人有把握。
None of us can.
有一个人做生意。
Now there was once a businessman.
他计划到一个城去做买卖。
He planned to go to another city to do some business.
他要住一年做买卖得利。
He planned to do business for one year and make some money.
圣经说他是张狂夸口。
But the Bible records that he is a proud man.
那为什么一个生意人很会计划要做买卖，在圣经看起来是张狂夸口呢？
Why is it that a proud man, an arrogant man, or an outspoken man is seen?
因为圣经提醒我们。
Seen as arrogant because the Bible reminds us.
你的生命是什么？
What is your life?
我们的生命是一片的云雾。
Our life is like a cloud.
出现少时就不见了。
It appears for a while, then disappears.
所以今天活着，今天是我们的。
Today, while we are alive, the life is ours.
但是明天能不能活着呢？
But tomorrow, will we still be alive?
这个不是我们能控制的。
We can't control that.
所以今天我们有机会来亲近神。
Today, we have the opportunity to draw near to God.
这是一个机会。
This is an opportunity.
那明年有没有这个机会呢？
Will we have this opportunity next year?
没有人知道。
No one knows.
所以这个瞎子看到耶稣经过，他要克服任何的困难，呼叫耶稣。
When this blind man knew that Jesus was passing by, then he would overcome any obstacle to come near to God.
今天我们追求神需要有这个态度。
We need to have the similar attitude when we seek the Lord.
钱没有了，可以再赚回来。
If we lose our money, we can still make it back.
有时候健康没有了，你可以再锻炼身体，再用医药再得回健康。
If you lose your health, then you might be able to exercise and take some medicine and regain your health.
但是如果我们失去了救恩的机会，
But if you lose that opportunity to seek your salvation,
有时候你就没有第二次的机会。
Sometimes there's no second chance.
所以救恩值得我们花任何的代价，克服任何的困难来追求。
Salvation is worth any price in overcoming any obstacle.
因为人生没有一件事情比救恩更重要。
There is nothing in this our lives that is more important than our salvation.
你把人生切开来看。
If we divide up our lives,
从30岁切到50岁。
From the time that we are 30 to the time we're 50,
这个是人生最 精华的一段时间。
This should be the golden age of our lives.
哦，如果你看这一段时间，你不会人觉得人生有什么不好。
If you look at just that period of life, you might think, oh, there's nothing bad about being alive.
但是，你如果看太阳。
But if you look at the sun,
早上起来一直往上爬。
Every morning it rises.
到了中午就开始往下掉。
And at noontime it becomes to, begins to descend.
夕阳无限好，但是已经快掉进去了。
So it's, the sunset is beautiful, but then the sun is about to disappear.
所以人活到年纪大的时候，经过你一生的奋斗，家庭也美满，事业也有成，也有一些积蓄，这是无限好，但是你已经接近结束了。
As we age, we might have business success, life success, and this is all good, but then you are already facing your sunset.
那个时候我们才知道。
And then we will realize.
世界上的好都会过去的。
The things that are good in this world will all pass away.
那前面怎么办？
Then what should you do?
我们看使徒哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
十八节。
Verse 18.
原来我们不是顾念所看得见的，乃是顾念所看不见的。因为所看得见的是暂时的，所看不见的是永远的。
Well, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which we are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal.
圣经给我们一个完全不同的价值观。
The Bible gives us a complete different understanding value system.
你现在到街上去看，每一个人所追求的是什么？
If we could just go into the streets today, what does everybody seek?
追求现在看得到、抓得到、摸得到的。
They seek what can be seen and felt and experienced.
这个是最重要的。
That's what's most important.
但圣经怎么告诉我们？
But what does the Bible tell us?
我们所顾念的不是看得见的。
We seek what is not seen.
我们所顾念是看不见的。
We see what is we cannot see.
看不见的是什么？
What can we not see?
看不见的是神。
God.
看不见的是天国。
We cannot see heaven.
看不见的是将来在天国的荣耀。
We cannot see the glory in heaven.
看不见是我们的灵魂。
We cannot see our spirit.
看不见是地狱。
We cannot see hell.
看不见的是魔鬼。
We cannot see Satan.
我们所要真的关心这个。
And that is what we should be most concerned with.
为什么？
Why?
因为看得见是暂时的。
Because what we can see is all temporary.
会过去的。
They will all pass.
会有一个终点的。
There will be an end.
好像你搭飞机搭头等舱。
Is as if you were riding first class on an airplane.
头等舱不好吗？
Is there anything wrong with being in first class?
如果一个航空公司说免费头等舱，谁不愿意上去？
Now, if an airline was to offer you a free upgrade to first class, who would decline?
我想每一个人都会上去，对不对？
I'm sure everybody would accept it.
但是跟你讲这个飞机最后要飞到非洲奈及利亚。
But then, if the airline said that your destination is Nigeria,
那你要在那里住下来，不能回来。
And you will have to live there and never come back.
谁要去？
Who will go?
没有人要去的。
No one will want to go.
头等舱你也不会去的。
Even if it's first class, you would not want to go.
因为最后是到非洲去。
Because you will end up in Africa.
那我们现在的生活好像头等舱。
And so today, our lives are like being in first class.
我们现在努力就是要从这个经济舱进到商务舱，商务舱进到头等舱。
And we strive so that we can go from economy class to business class to first class.
不是这样吗？我们每天努力不是这样吗？
Isn't that what we're striving for every day?
但是问题就是说，那个飞机降落的地方不是在非洲。
But the problem is where the airplane finally ends up is it in Africa?
我们飞机降落的地方是永远的沉沦。
But not Africa, but the eternal kingdom.
我们死的那一天要在阴间里面。
The day that we die, we will end up in hell.
这是人生的事实。
And this is a fact of life.
这不是虚构的。
This isn't just a possibility.
这是圣经告诉我们。
This is what Bible tells us.
这是主耶稣来告诉我们的。
This is what Jesus Christ came to tell us.
所以这个是实在的。
This is fact.
而我们所要注意的是这一点。
And this is what we need to be concerned with.
看不见是永远的。
What we cannot see is eternal.
你人生到达终点以后，要继续去哪里？那个是永远的。
When your life ends, where will you be? Now that is eternal.
但是这个几十年怎么过？这是暂时的。
What how we choose to live our few decades here? That's temporary.
如果你为着这几十年过得很舒服、很努力，但是你忘记了永远的，这很可惜吧。
For the sake of living well during these few decades, you forget about where you will be eternally. This is a shame.
所以圣经就是要让我们看见。
The Bible wants us to see.
但对你人生有一个真正的看见。
To truly understand our own lives.
对来世有一个很清楚的看见。
To see what is to come.
然后你才可以决定，那我要怎么活着。
That way you can plan how you choose to live your life.
因此这个瞎子他知道主耶稣经过是一种机会。
The blind man knew that this was an opportunity when Jesus passed by.
他知道没有看见很可怜。
He knew that it was pitiful to be blind.
所以任何的困难他都要克服。
So anything, any obstacle he would overcome.
别人阻挡他也要克服。
Even if people try to stop him, he would still overcome that. 因为
他希望他的声音能够达到耶稣的耳中。
He wanted his voice to reach the ear of the Lord.
耶稣就是神。
Jesus is God.
是怜悯的。
Jesus is merciful.
哦。他虽然是高贵，在天上坐在荣华宝座上。
Even though he sits on the throne up high.
但是他来人世间。
He came to this world.
他变成仆人。
To be a servant.
很普通的一个人。
An ordinary man.
为着要拯救普通的人。
For the sake of saving ordinary people.
所以耶稣怎么回应呢？
How did Jesus respond?
先看十八章。
First, chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
四十节
Verse 40.
耶稣站住吩咐把他领过来他就到了他的跟前四十一节
41.
说你要我为你做什么耶稣问这个瞎眼的一句话很重要
Jesus asked one question that was very important
你要我为你做什么
What do you want me to do for you?
你爸爸对孩子说你要我为你做什么
When a father asks a son What do you want me to do for you?
有时候我们不敢这样问、啊、
Sometimes we're afraid to ask
为什么
Why?
因为孩子讲了你做不到啊。
Because whatever the child requests, you may not be able to do it.
我希望更聪明一点、哦、孩子我这个我没有办法。
So the child might say, I want to be smarter, but you can't do anything about that.
哎呀，你生我这么不健康，我希望健康一点，这个我也办不到。
I am so unhealthy, but can you do something about that? No, we can't.
所以我们是人啊。
We are man.
当人问我说你要我为你做什么，常常这是没有用的一个问题。
So as a human being, when we ask someone, what can we do for you? Sometimes it's pointless.
但是当主耶稣说你要我为你做什么，这不一样。
But when Jesus asks, what do you want me to do for you? Now it's different.
有哪一件事情主耶稣做不到？
Is there any one thing that Jesus Christ cannot do?
你看主耶稣在世界上有哪一件事情他做不到？
When he was living in this world, was there any one thing that Jesus Christ could not do?
他没有钱啊。
He had no money.
但是别人要叫他纳税。
And people ask, but yet people wanted to collect taxes from him.
你没有钱怎么纳税呢?
If I have no money, how can you collect taxes?
耶稣告诉门徒，你去钓鱼，钓一条鱼上来，嘴打开了，那里面有一个钱。
Well, Jesus instructed his disciples to go fish, and when they fished, caught a fish, opened the mouth, and there were two coins in there.
真的一个钱。
And there was really money.
又纳税了。
So there was enough money to pay taxes.
为什么他做得到?
Why was he able to do this?
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
耶稣在船上睡觉。
When Jesus was sleeping on the boat, he was very tired.
结果起了大风。
Then there was high wind.
水打进来。
The waters came into the ship. And the disciples were greatly frightened.
他摇醒了，我们快要丧命了，你还在睡觉吗？
They tried to wake him up, saying that we are about to die. How can you still sleep?
耶稣斥责风海。
And Jesus rebuked the waves.
马上平静。
And immediately the waves calmed.
为什么？
Why?
他是神。
Because he is God.
风海也是在他控制。
The winds and the tides are all under his control.
有一个家庭是主耶稣所爱的。
Now there was this one family that Jesus loved.
这个弟弟生病了。
The younger brother grew ill.
姐姐赶快请耶稣来。
The older sister quickly asked Jesus Christ to come.
耶稣就是故意不去。
Jesus purposely chose not to go.
等到他死了四天才到他家去。
Till the younger brother was dead for 4 days, then he arrived.
主耶稣到了。
Jesus arrived.
大家在哭啊。
Everybody was crying.
主耶稣也流眼泪啊。
Jesus Christ shed tears.
因为主耶稣很爱他们。
Because Jesus really loved them.
所以他看到他们痛苦，主耶稣也很难过。
So when he saw their suffering, then he was also sad.
耶稣叫他们把坟墓打开来。
He said, please open the tomb.
他们说他已经臭了。
They said, they're starting to smell.
耶稣说，复活在我，生命在我。
But Jesus says that I am the resurrection and the life.
这个是马上一个考试，前面就一个死人死了四天，你敢讲吗？
This is an immediate test. There was a dead person before him. Would you be able to say these words?
他真的这样讲。
But that is what Jesus said.
他拉起拉撒路，他就活起来了。
And he said, rise up, Lazarus and Lazarus.
所以耶稣没有一件事做不到。
There's nothing that Jesus could not do.
因此当主耶稣说，你要我为你做什么？
That is why when he asks, what do you want me to do for you?
这个太可贵了。
This is very precious.
你要我为你做什么？
What do you want me to do for you?
这个瞎眼说，我要能够看见。
Blind man says that I want to receive sight.
四十二节，耶稣说你可以看见。
Then Jesus replied, saying, "Receive your sight."
四十三节说瞎眼立刻看见。
And verse 43, and immediately he received his sight.
这个太厉害了。
This is very powerful.
耶稣说你能看见，他马上看见。
The moment that Jesus said you can now see, then he really didn't see.
也不必吃药。
There was no medicine.
什么方法都不要。
There was no practice.
因为耶稣的话有权柄，有能力。
It was all because the words of Jesus carried authority and power.
今天我们需要求神让我们能够看见。
Today we need to ask God to allow us to see.
要看见什么？
What do we need to see?
我们现在来看看几点，我们要看见什么？
Let us look at a couple points of what we need to see.
我们看使徒路加福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
三十一节
Verse 31.
路加二十四章三十一节
Luke chapter 24 verse 31.
他们的眼睛明亮，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了。这里讲啊，耶稣跟两个门徒在走路。
So here Jesus was walking with two disciples.
这个两个门徒啊，信心软弱。
These two disciples were weak in faith.
要离开耶路撒冷。
They were leaving Jerusalem.
要往以马忤去。
Towards Emmaus.
耶路撒冷是圣殿的地方。
And Jerusalem was the place of the temple.
离开耶路撒冷代表信仰的一个退步。
So by leaving Jerusalem, it showed that their faith was on decline.
那主耶稣就跟他一起在讲话。
And Jesus walked with them and spoke with them.
讲到一个村庄啊。
Till they reached a village.
后来他们就一起吃饭。
And they shared a meal.
然后他们眼睛就明亮。
And then their eyes were opened.
就看到那个就是耶稣。
And they realized that this was Jesus.
他们就想，刚刚耶稣跟我们讲话了，我们心里不是火热吗？
And they realized when Jesus was speaking to us while we were walking, didn't we feel fire in our hearts?
所以三十三节说他们立刻起身回耶路撒冷去。
That's why at verse 33, they immediately rose that very hour and returned to Jerusalem.
他们已经走了几个小时了。
They had walked hours.
天已经完了。
The day was already ending.
但是他们等不到第二天，马上回耶路撒冷。
But they could not wait another day before returning to Jerusalem.
因为认出耶稣来。
Because they recognized Jesus.
今天我们对耶稣的认识不够。
Today we do not recognize Jesus enough.
我们的眼睛没有开。
Our eyes are not open.
我们只看到世界。
All we see is the world.
所以我们整个心都在世界。
Our heart is in the world.
我们整个盼望都在世界。
Our hope is in the world.
因为我们没有看到耶稣。
Because we have not seen Jesus.
如果我们眼睛开了。
If our eyes are opened,
我们看到了耶稣,
and we see Jesus,
我们就会知道人世间的至宝就是耶稣。
Then we know that the way to be satisfied is Jesus.
你知道吗？耶稣在世界上传福音，很多人看不起他。
When Jesus preached the gospel, people looked down upon him.
圣经说他没有家型美容。
That he was not attractive to look at.
那看起来很羡慕，让你会羡慕。
So there's nothing that people would envy.
他在木匠的家庭里面。
He was born to a carpenter's household.
虽然他很会讲道。
Even though he can speak the word.
文士法利赛一看，哎，他爸爸不是我们街头那个木匠吗？再来听不下去。
But the Pharisees would look at him and say, "Isn't that the local carpenter?" And they wouldn't listen to him.
因为他们的身份很尊贵。
Because they had a higher status.
所以听木匠的儿子讲道，这个听不下去的。
So they couldn't listen to the words of a carpenter's son.
这个身份不能配的。
Because his status was not high enough.
因为社会的名流总是希望能够攀更高，不希望被拉下来。
Society wants us values those who are higher, not lower.
所以主耶稣来世界上，很多人看到他的外表。
When Jesus was in this world, people looked at his exterior appearance.
就绊倒了，跌倒了。
And then they fell.
但是主耶稣带着三个门徒。
And Jesus had three disciples.
到便帽山上去。
And they went to the mountain of transfiguration.
在山上耶稣就显现，容貌放光。
And that is where Jesus transfigured to his glory.
好像太阳一样光。
He was as bright as the sun.
衣服洁白。
His clothing was pure white.
非常荣耀。
He was very glorious.
这个三个门徒就认识了耶稣的荣耀的形状。
And at that time point, the three disciples saw the and knew the glorious state of God.
我们在这里真好。
He said, "It is good to be here."
我们可以做一座棚。三座棚搭下来。
Let's build three tents here.
虽然山上什么都没有。
Even though there's nothing else here.
我们希望永远住下来。
But we want to live here forever.
因为我们看到了耶稣。
Because we have seen Jesus.
今天我们为什么对神的追求好像不冷不热呢？
Why is it that today our desire to seek the Lord seems lukewarm?
因为我们眼睛瞎了。
It's because we are blind.
对主耶稣看得不清楚。
We do not see Jesus clearly.
所以我们的心不会渴慕。
And so our hearts do not yearn for him.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
十七节。
Verse 17.
第七章十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督荣耀的神将那世人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给你们使子们知真知道十八节。
18.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望他在圣徒中所得的基业何等丰盛的荣耀十九节。
19.
并且知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。这里在描写啊主耶稣啊的三件事情。
Here it depicts three things about our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，第一个
，First，
说他给我们的恩召有何等的指望。
He'll give us
十八节，第一句。
That he will give us an understanding of being enlightened.
啊，他给我们的恩召有何等的指望。
That he will give us hope in his calling.
哦，主耶稣里面的那个盼望是何等的可贵。
And how precious is this hope that he gives us?
眼睛没有开，你看不出来。
Without our eyes, we cannot see it.
眼睛一开，这个是至宝。
But once our eyes are open, then we will realize how powerful.
那他给我们的基业何等的荣耀。
And the glory of his riches.
那个天国的荣耀像太阳一样。
The glory is like the sun.
眼睛没有开，你看不到。
But if your eyes are not open, then you cannot see.
眼睛一开，你看到了。
But once your eyes are open, then you can see
天国最重要
that heaven is most important.
他给我们信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大，十九节。
And he sees, gives us exceeding greatness.
神的能力多大，你知道吗？
How great is the power of God?
眼睛没有开，你看不到。
If you do not open your eyes, then you cannot see.
眼睛开了。
But once your eyes are open,
你就知道神的能力何等的大。
Then we will realize how great his power is.
这一位神就是我们的父。
And this God is our Father.
他天天与我们同在。
He is with us daily.
如果我们看到了
Once we see this,
你就把它抓住，这个就是至宝。
Then you will hold on to him because you don't realize how precious.
人生最宝贵的福分是什么
？What is most precious in our lives?
就是你拥有主耶稣。
To have Jesus.
因为他是至宝。
Because he is the greatest treasure.
那你怎么会去追求他呢
？How do we seek him?
我们要眼睛开了。
We need to open our eyes.
所以我们要向神祷告。
We need to pray to God.
主啊，可怜我吧。
God have mercy on me.
我要能够看见。
I want to see.
一起默祷。
Praying silence.